Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center at www.immc.org for Tuesday, December 29th, 2015. Israeli troops attack farmers in Gaza and raid offices of a charity and human rights NGO in the West Bank. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. A Palestinian farmer was injured on Tuesday after being shot by Israeli soldiers near the Israeli-Gaza borders, medical sources reported. According to doctors in Gaza City Hospital, the farmer was hit with live rounds in his foot and sustained moderate wounds. Early on Tuesday morning, Israeli soldiers opened fire on Palestinian farmers near the southern part of the Gaza Strip borders with Israel. The farmers were working their lands and monitors from the Red Cross were present with them, local sources added. In other news, Israeli forces on Tuesday ransacked the Bethlehem headquarters of the district's Palestinian Authority-run Committee for Charitable Work as well as the Prisoners' Rights Group office in Nablus, destroying and confiscating property. In the southernmost bank city of Bethlehem, soldiers cut open two safes in the headquarters of Bethlehem Charity and confiscated all materials as well as a number of files and hard disks from the office shelves. Separately, Israeli forces stormed offices of Al-Ahrar Center for Prisoners' Studies and Human Rights in Nablus in the northern West Bank, confiscating materials. Moreover, Israeli forces kidnapped at least 15 Palestinians overnight during pre-dawn detention raids into various West Bank districts, said the Palestinian Prisoner Society, PPS. Israeli troops detained three Palestinians from the northern West Bank district of Nablus. Forces also abducted three other Palestinians during pre-dawn raids into the northern West Bank district of Qalqilya. Three other Palestinians were taken from the Qalandia refugee camp and Kfar Aqib in the Jerusalem district. Troops also detained two other Palestinians as they raided the northern West Bank city of Jenin. Two more Palestinians were kidnapped from Hebron district. Israeli forces detained another two from Ramallah and Tubas districts. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Tuesday, December 29th, 2015 news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by George Ismari and me, Ghassan Badmura.